should go ahead and get started. We have a quorum here, and the conference is being recorded. So welcome, everyone, to ICG call number 25, and Happy New Year. Hope you all have nice holidays. We'll start, as usual, by asking if we have anyone who's on the call who's on audio but who is not in the Adobe Connect room. Okay, sounds like that's a no. So we have everyone in Adobe Connect. Great. So you can see the agenda for the call on the screen. In December, myself and Patrick and Mohammed had a bit of a discussion about whether we should schedule a call for January. As everyone knows, we have completed our work and are just waiting for the conclusion of the CCWG work. The timeline had been last published by the CCWG had them wrapping up at the end of this month, end of January, and we had noticed that it was starting to look like that might slip. So we wanted to get the ICG back together to have a status update about the work of the CCWG and just have a bit of a discussion in the event that anyone thinks anything that's going on in the CCWG may affect our current plan to continue waiting for the conclusion of their work. So that's the discussion we expect to have in item number one. And we have both of our CCWG liaisons here who will provide, you know, not detailed substantive update in terms of the content of the CCWG proposal, but more of a process update about what has happened and what the project plans are going forward. And then we also have had some conversation between the chairs and ICANN staff about meeting planning for Marrakesh. And so after we have the discussion about the CCWG, we will have a brief discussion about potential meeting or not at ICANN 5. So that's what we had planned for this call. Is there anyone who wants to bash the agenda or suggest any other agenda items? Please raise your hand in Adobe Connect. We will use the Adobe Connect hand raise function to run the queue. Okay, with seeing no hands raised, I think we can get started with the update on the CCWG work, and I will turn it over to Keith and Kavus to provide us with an update. So take it away, whichever of you wants to start first.
Okay, thank you. This is Keith Drazik, and maybe I'll take the opportunity to give a brief overview, and then Kavus can weigh in with any views or corrections to what I've said, and then we can take questions. I'm getting a bit of an echo, and I'm not sure if you can hear me, so I'll pause and just confirm that you all can hear me okay?
Yep, we can hear you, and if everyone else could mute their line, that would be appreciated. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Alyssa. So yes, please everybody mute your lines, your computers, your phones, if you're not speaking. Thank you. Okay, so just to give an update on the work of the CCWG accountability, just brief context, the CCWG version 3 proposal was out for public comment at the end of last year. The public comment period closed on December 21st. Over 90 comments were received, both from chartering organizations and also from general public and individual commenters. The CCWG has been working hard over the last several weeks and the beginning of this year to engage and to try to analyze and assess and assimilate the public comments that were submitted. This includes public comments or comments that were submitted by the ICANN board. So similar to the previous comment period, the ICANN board took the opportunity appropriately to comment on the version 3 proposal, And the CCWG has been engaging internally amongst the CCWG members, but also with ICANN board members to ensure a common understanding of the questions and concerns and any possible obstacles that remain. As Alyssa noted at the top of the call, the original timeline that came out of the Dublin meeting had a target date of January 22nd for a finalization, approval, and delivery of the CCWG proposal to the board and to NTIA. Based on the public comments that were received during the period that closed on December 21st, it is clear now that that date is not reachable. There is very likely at this point going to be either a supplementary report that shows how the various comments were addressed, or possibly a version 4. It's unclear at this point how the CCWG will move forward and what the timeline will need to be. And much of that will be determined or dictated by the responses from the chartering organizations themselves. So I know that the GNSO is a meeting tomorrow. The GNSO Council meeting has a meeting tomorrow to finalize its feedback to the CCWG. And that feedback will simply be a consolidation of the various comments that were submitted by the various stakeholder groups and constituencies of the GNSO. But the goal is to identify that the GNSO, as a chartering organization, either has preliminary support for the 12 recommendations, or that there are ongoing or persistent concerns. So that work is ongoing. I know that the other chartering organizations have either submitted or are about to submit their comments. And I think once that is received this week by the CCWG, the timeline for the next phase will be more clear. So let me pause there. Ask if there are any questions or if Kavus would like to add anything to the overview that I've provided. Thank you. Kavus, would you like to add anything? And if you're speaking, we can't hear you. Okay, Kavus may be having technical problems, so maybe we come back to him. Can I take any questions? Joseph, go right ahead. Joe, if you're speaking, we can't hear you. Let me pause and ask and make sure I'm connected.
Yeah, I hear you.
This is Alyssa. I can hear you, Keith, but okay. I have not heard from Joe or Kavus.
Okay. It looks like Kavus is asking for a call out. So, Brenda,
yes.
If you could... Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Do you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
We can hear you now, Kavus.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Keith. It was a very perfect brief summary in your perfect English, American English. I may not be able to talk like you. However, I would like to add, not to correct, to add what you said, that it is now in a very difficult phase because of the major changes that we have made under the Proposal 3 from the sole membership to the sole designator. ICANN made a 27-page of comments. And it was mentioned that we should treat ICANN comments like any other comments. I was of different views. I was on the view that we should give some preference, not preference, some priority to the ICANN comments, because at the end, it is the ICANN who will put his views on the recommendation. I insisted to have a very structured agenda. Even I worked during my hospitalization in December. The CCWG organized, as you mentioned, Keith, two calls, every call 3 hours. We have 12 recommendations. It was indicated that at each meeting, at least 2 recommendations will be considered for the first reading. And after 1 week, the same two recommendations will be reviewed for the second reading. In the meantime, other recommendations will be taken one by one. But as I mentioned, the concentration was made on the ICANN board's comments, which in my view, many of them are relevant, and we have to really, we had to really consider them. There are major issues on the table. One of the major issues is the global public interest, for which there is no clear definition. And ICANN board, in his comments, mentioned that if condition A or B or C, as mentioned in their report, they will say that the global public interest is not met. The CCWG was not happy with that approach, saying that something which has not been defined could not be made a recourse that is not met. At least ICANN should be more specific and referring to what was really not met. There is only one reference to global public interest, and that one single reference is in the Article 3 of Article of Incorporation. There are five sub-titles or sub-articles dealing which are the global public interest. Apart from that, there is no definition. So that was the first point. The second point was missions of ICANN. The board was of the opinion that mission should be precise, concise, and high level. Any other things currently in the mission should be transferred to the scope of activities, and that was another discussions was held. The third issue was human rights. Still, that is a issue which is under discussion. Another issue was the consumer interest or consumer trust. For that was disagreement, first on the definition, and second, whether that should be included in Article 1 of the bylaw or it should be elsewhere. Two views were expressed. View one, this is not a generalized point and we should not generalize that because mainly it refers to the GTLD activities and so on and so forth. The other issue was the issue of inspection, how the inspection should be done, whether inspection should be done for everything, and what is the weighting of the SO and ACs in order to proceed to the escalation of the inspection. Then, based on some remarks, it was decided that we divide escalation in two parts, escalation like accounting papers or the manage of the papers and so the ICANN, we put it with the lower requirement of the SO and AC for the escalation. The remaining, we put them in the higher. The other issue, which is very important and still under discussion, is the IRP, whether IRP, how IRP should be followed, whether IRP should be for the policy or should be the operational. ICANN was of the view that it should only be for the policy but not for the operational. For instance, the IDP is an issue which is operational and should not go under the IRP. The other issue was that whether PTI should be subject to IRP or not. The argument was made that IRP is the cases where the ICANN is considered violating the bylaws, whereas the PTI issue is not violation of the bylaws. PTI is under under the supervision of the ICANN, and we could not put it in the Article 1, and we should not take it in that aspect. We should differently discuss. All of these issues is under discussions. However, the calls that CCW has held, at least for the time being, two recommendations, recommendation 4 and recommendation 12 has been almost finished. Sorry, I forgot to talk about the budget, and that was also discussed, and more or less there is some agreement. at any meeting, we will request the ICANN representative to mention whether they are happy with the changes. It seems that the CCWG now is more in a negotiatory and more in the reconciliatory manner rather than the confrontation, which I fully support, and I recommended that we should take that approach. Other recommendations are under discussions. As Kit mentioned, the most important issue for ICG is that still we don't know whether we should have a supplement for the third report or whether we should have a fourth report. And if a supplement or fourth report, whether it should have any public comment period or not, that is an issue we raise, that we are very concerned, the ICG, that all of these issues should not have major impact on the transition, which is more important for us. The issue of IRP and its implications or application to the PTI is also important for the ICG because of the naming issues, and the issue of the budget also is very important because the IANA budget is under the discussions, and for ICG it is important we not have any unintended or unprecedented or envisaged consequences. So these are the issues. Apart from these two meetings per day, there are other groups of the CCWG. There is a group dealing with the they call them accountability oversight team. They will go into the discussions of this is a very important issue that requires further discussions. There is another group, this is working group two, which dealing with also difficult subject of the missions under the Becky Bird. And we might have other group being established as yet. I personally think that we may certainly have supplement, if not a fourth report, because there are changes that we have made. Fortunately, many of the ICANN board's views have been met, and we asked the ICANN to come back. Today we have received comments from one of the ICANN board, Bruce, that was positive comments. So these are the things that are going on. The issue is quite complex. There are a lot of lawyers discussing the issue. Some of the ICG members are active. Milton is very active during the last 1.5 months. He participating at all meetings. Some other ICG people are also very active. So that is the situation. With respect to the public comments, unfortunately, GAC may not be able to have the comments in many issues, in particular about Recommendation 11, which is talking about the stress test 18, but on other issues it might have. One issue that is under discussion at GAC is that whether or not GAC participate in the decision-making process. There are two views. One view says that does not participate. The other view says that participate. The third view is that GAC mentioned that it participates according to the case by case. That may be some way forward that we, not we, the GAC announced that issue. This is the situation that's currently under the discussions. And GNSO, yes, we are waiting for the comments. Other has commented, some of them more substantially, some of them very briefly. I don't want to take it all time of these ICG people. I stop at this moment. Whether there is any question, I will be happy to respond to the question. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cavus and Keith, both for those updates. And I see we have a queue forming. So if people have questions or comments, please put yourself in the queue. And we will turn it over to Russ Mundy. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alyssa, and thank you, Keith and Cavus, for the excellent summary and the huge amount of work that you all have done. I do happen to be on those, both the CWG and the CCWG mailing list, and have tried but failed miserably to keep up with what's going on there. But I think from an ICG perspective, one of the most important aspects of what they're trying to get closure reached on are the seven key points. And though you've given a very good description of the activities that are underway, and they're all important. One of the things I did not hear was whether or not either of, or both of you had a comment about if the CWG has given even an informal indication that, in fact, this third proposal from the CWG meets those seven key requirements. So if you could comment on that, I'd really appreciate it.
Excuse me, could you repeat whether the CCWG third report meet what, please? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it well.
Certainly, Caboose. The seven key requirements from the CWG proposal that were passed into the CCWG, if the CWG has given even an informal indication that they feel that those requirements have been met in this third proposal from the CCWG.
Yes, based on the CCWG, they are met, but based on ICANN board comments and some of the public comments, not. For instance, I give you one example. ICANN board mentioned that with respect to the IANA budget, the only entity should have the decision-making power should be operational community, naming IETF numbers and so on and so forth, but not others. CCWG does not agree with that. They agree that, for instance, IETF should be included in the consultation and other decision-making. Nevertheless, CCWG has not agreed that other entity would be excluded from decision-making, because in all recommendations, in all process, the entire community, if they decide to participate in the process, they must be involved. Say they don't want that, for instance, we exclude entity one and two, and we're just limiting for the naming, for the numbers, for the IETF, and so on and so forth. That is one issue. With respect to the budget, I can mention the situation that we should be quite careful talking about this PTI and budget and so on and so forth. So this issue is still under discussion, but I can at least assure you that I am keep making or taking all possible actions in order to have all these requirements of CWG, which directly relates to the ICG, will be met, and we give or we try to push that these should be given priorities. However, as I mentioned, with respect to the IRP, still there are some questions and so on and so forth. And in some other area, even the questions is not clear. For instance, the naming community has asked that the delegation or redelegations or revocation should be excluded from IRP. Right, it was agreed. And they said that the mechanism for the IRP will be developed by the GNSO and CSNSO. Then the numbering and the IETF have asked the same issue. It was agreed, but neither the numbering nor IETF has mentioned that where this IRP mechanism are developed. It was mentioned lastly that these mechanisms existed already. Therefore, it should be mentioned in the supplement that even though we don't have any mechanism in the CCWG, nevertheless, IETF and REAR, they have already their own mechanism in place, and we don't need to be worried about. Having said that, still we could not 100% ensure or assure you, the ICG members, that all of the conditions will be, let us put it that way, fully met. But we do our best. Thank you.
Thanks, Kavus. Just reminding everyone to be mindful of the time, as we have just an hour scheduled for this. So keep that in mind. I have Keith and then Milton.
Thank you, Alyssa, and this is Keith Drazik. I just wanted to let you know I forwarded the CWG comment to the ICG list just now. So if, for those who want to review it, it has been forwarded, and I don't think I have anything else at this point. I did want to note just briefly that I responded to Joe's comment or question earlier in the chat, but I think that you know, just to circle back to what Kabu said, that I don't see any, you know, real problems or deal killers coming from the public comments that have been submitted, you know, to the any threats to the sanctity of the CWG naming proposal. There is still work ongoing, obviously, in the CCWG. The CWG transition group has identified that there are still a couple of issues that we've just discussed, and those are being worked. So there's a, again, as I've said many times before, there's a clear recognition that the key dependencies must be met, and so that is definitely work ongoing. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Milton, go ahead.
Yes, just a quick point to, although Keith forwarded the full report to prevent you from having to necessarily read every bit of it, I might point out that one of the things, the CWG said a dependency that was not addressed in the proposal was the ability of the independent review process to be available for claims relating to actions or inactions of PTI. That was their main dependency that they said was not addressed. I'm quickly scanning here to see whether there was another. There's some minor things, but yeah. I think it's the budget issue was also one where there was some uncertainty about whether the dependency had been addressed.
Thanks, Milton. Maybe while you're there, I could just ask you as someone, as our lead previous liaison to the CWG and who participated in both processes, are you in agreement with Keith that you feel that the issues raised by the CWG should be straightforward to resolve in the CCWG proposal?
Yes, I don't think they don't look like the things that people are getting stuck on or fighting about.
Okay, thank you. Kavus, go ahead.
Once all the questions are finished, I have to have two more small brief, but I wait for the distinguished colleagues to make questions, then I come after that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone else have other questions? Doesn't look like it. Okay, Kavus, why don't you offer your two final points, and then I will...
The point I wanted to add was about the work stream too. There was concern about the ICANN that they don't want any specific timing for the work stream too. And also they don't want to go to the details of the activities for work stream too because it may be have some involvement of the budget. And they said that if there are such activities that require additional budget, they would be subject to the community comment with respect to that. However, ICANN board agreed that there should be a reference to the commitment of the ICANN board in relation with the work stream 2 in the transitional bylaw. That was accepted by the board to do that. Another issue that I wanted to mention is the issue of the removal of the board. There were some discussions, and I think that all of the concerns of the board now it is removed with respect to the reasons for given to the removal of the individual board, and also providing possibility that the ICANN board chairman and the vice chairman, if necessary, they also attend in the meeting. Another issue which is important, the last one, was that suppose that the number of SO and AC participating in decision-making would be less than what we foresee now. Currently there are five, but it is very probable and likely that GAC would not participate. Therefore, we could add GAC to RSSAC and SSAC, so it remains only four. If one of those four also does not participate, there remain only three. So that is the, I would say, risk of capture of the whole community by three. I hope that we could find a solution for that. Another issue was raised that if the number of SO and AC will be increased, what will happen? There is now a study that to have some criteria, to have numbers instead of seven or five participating, become six, seven, and eight, and have something else. Another issue that ICANN board wanted to increase the weighting for some of the major issues like a fundamental bylaw from three or four AC to percentage, and they wanted to do it on 80%, and there is some discussion to have equivalent for that one. So these are the issues that now under the discussions, and I hope that we can find someone. But I think that maybe the two discussions on each recommendation will be extended to three, because if we have still comment on the second reading, we may go to the third reading. That is the danger that the time will be increased. So that is the situation. The CCWG make every effort that any increase in the timing, which is not clear at this stage, should not have impact on the transition, which is the most interest of the operational communities, which are waiting for, I would say, about a year. So these are the things, but no one knows about the situation. So perhaps at the end, there might be the time of the U.S. government to review the check, may be reduced if we cannot change the deadline for the transition. So these are the things. It's not clear, and some of them has not been discussed, but will be discussed. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. So I think we all now have a good overview in terms of our understanding of the variety of issues that have been raised in the public comment period for the CCWG and the uncertainty about the timeline. As Kavus was saying, the target of getting the CCWG work done in this month was previously set on the basis of estimates that the U.S. government review process would take about 4 to 5 months, and that the implementation process thereafter would take about 4 months, and the contract expiring in September of this year. So if you back all of that up, you know, that takes you to NTIA needing to have the contract essentially in February of this year. So in light of the developments in CCWG and the uncertainty about the future timeline, I just wanted to check back with the ICG that folks are comfortable with our current trajectory, which is to just continue waiting essentially indefinitely until the CCWG finishes. So that was kind of the purpose of getting the update and bringing us back together. Would appreciate people's thoughts about that question. I see Jean-Jacques in the queue. Go ahead, Jean-Jacques.
Thanks, Elisa. This is Jean-Jacques. Yes. I'd like to put the question brutally. Is it really impossible, is it unthinkable that the ICG would send to the NTIA its report as is, meaning incomplete with proviso of some just a very short chapter of explanation saying that whereas we had undertaken, of course, to wait for the contribution of the CCWG accountability for obvious reasons of being completed, etc., we consider as ICG that the change in timeline or the change the shift in timeline may not be favorable to the transition itself, and therefore we feel that it is our duty to draw attention of everyone to the fact, and that is why we are sending in our copy as is. Thanks.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. I think you know, that's an alternative that we could discuss if people thought they wanted to change course. So that's, you know, that's certainly one of the options that that we could talk about. Daniel, go ahead. Daniel, if you're speaking, we can't hear you. So, Daniel, hopefully we can work on your audio issues because we still can't hear you. And next I have Cavus.
Yes, I think I'm very happy that Yari raised the questions which I raised before. I think should request you, Alisa, to put in discussions for a few minutes the necessary or otherwise to sending a message to CCWG that the target date or whatever you could call them should remain intact, should remain unchanged. Therefore, there should be a trade-off between various timelines and so on and so forth, in order that even if there is a supplement or whatever, in order to meet that requirement of target date. So I request you, if you kindly agree, you have a little discussion now for a few minutes to see to write a message to the CCWG quite clear that any changes in the process should be a trade-off between various deadlines between now and September 2016. This is one thing. The other thing I want to also suggest, not to ask him the floor again, is that I suggest that at least we need more meeting between now and Marrakesh, in particular after the round of the CCWG, in order to consider where we are and how we should act after that. Thank you.
Thank you, Cavus. Two good suggestions there that I hope, as other people join the queue, they will comment on. Let's just see, can we get Daniel back? Daniel, let's try your audio again. We still cannot hear Daniel, unfortunately. Let's move on to Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can we can hear you.
Okay. For me, the question is, just remembering what our remit was when we started, is to arrange the proposals, and the proposals were supposed to be final. So I think it's, while, you know, suggesting to the people who are having the current issues and coming to some kind of collaboration that they should accelerate their process where possible to try to meet the deadline, I don't have any problem with that. But the concept is, I think, if there isn't an issue in the communities who have created the proposal, I think we have to wait for them to tell us it's final, because if by some chance what ends up happening is to not meet the requirements, I mean, for me, the big gating issue for us is if we have to reopen the proposal and have some kind of a consultation. Absent that, I think our role is to wait until we're told we can submit it. I'm not sure what submitting a placeholder does, especially since NTIA that they were looking for a complete proposal. So for me, that latter submitting the you know, Jean-Jacques proposal, while I understand where it's coming from, I don't understand that it has utility unless NTIA indicates that it's the interim consideration would be useful.
Thanks, Joe. I think I obviously agree about what our remit is, but I think another way to think about this is that all of the people in all the communities that we represent put in a tremendous amount of effort into the transition proposal itself, and if we see a danger that you know, the feasibility of implementing that proposal and getting accepted by the U.S. government is in jeopardy, then I think it's, you know, certainly within our scope to, you know, represent all of the people who put in all that work to say, you know, that will all go to waste if the CCWG doesn't act with some haste and focus on the pieces that are actually required for the transition and so forth. So I think that was more the idea of, or that was at least how I was conceptualizing why we have a dog in the fight and why we might send a note. I have Jean-Jacques next, and I'm going to close the queue. So I have Jean-Jacques, and then Daniel, if we can get him, and Caboose. Go ahead, Jean-Jacques.
Yes. Thanks, Elisa. This is Jean-Jacques. I would like to rebound off both Joe's comments and yours. I think that I agree fully with Elisa when you say that our duty, as it were, was not only to, you know, wait and then to be perfectly in line with our mandate, send our paper only when the last contribution is in. I think there is a more political slant to this, which is that we were asked to do this work in order to prepare actually for transition of the oversight of the IANA function. So in political terms, that's more important actually. So what I would suggest now, and also looking at what Yari has written on this chat, and I agree with him, this is what I would suggest, that we prepare a letter, a message, to the ICANN board and to the CCWG accountability co-chairs, saying that really need to have their contribution put into our final text before the Marrakesh meeting. I'm sure we can find a wording which would explain why we think that it is important to respect that deadline. I think Elisa, that the working backwards on the deadlines that you suggested is it's present in all our minds in the ICG, but maybe in the minds of other people in the community, it's not that clear. So maybe we should use this message to state very clearly that we do have concerns about being able to meet the deadline, which is in fact the termination of the current contract. So in doing so, we can send along with the letter or with the message our draft proposal as it is today, saying, well, we do realize that there's one important element which is missing, but we will include that, of course, as soon as it comes to us. So to resume, I think it's a way of putting some kind or friendly pressure on the board and the CCWG accountability, whilst also taking a public position on why we consider it is so important to respect as much as possible the deadlines. Thanks.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. Caboose is next.
Yes, I tend to agree with both Yari and Milton. I agree with Yari that we should reiterate the objective dates or target dates But Yari made another important point that, and seek for a compromise. That is the key element. People should not stick on their own proposal and try to find a solution, which I meant from the very beginning that there are always solutions for every problem. But if we stick to a particular point and would not move forward, we could not reach that. So we should take that aspect of Yari mentioned, and also aspect Milton mentioned that. It is not very useful to have the transition without the clear accountability for that, because that would not be implementable. That is two issues. But the last point I want to make is the following, that if the amount of changes that made are on of the nature of clarification or reconciliation or inclusion of the comments, so far so good. But if they make a changes, major changes, perhaps the people, they say that we should go ahead again with the public comment. So we should take that into account. What I am suggesting that perhaps in our letter we should mention, we should make every effort not to inject new ideas, because people in the CCWG, there are hundreds of people, and all of them every day, they have new ideas, and they wish to go toward perfection. There is no perfection anywhere in the world. We should accept some threshold. We should accept something that beyond that we could not agree, a red line, but above that we could agree. So we should mention this situation. But I want to emphasize that we should mention that if there is any changes in the timeline, should be trade-off between all entities and so on and so forth, including, I would mention in the next CWG, including NTIA. Instead of the 3 months time that they want, we should reduce the time. So that is the situation. The more perfect proposal going to NTIA is much better. So we should not sacrifice to send something incomplete to NTIA. It is better we put more time to that. And also, I mentioned CCWG. It is useless that we, CCWG, put something to the ICANN board that I can disagree with that, then NTIA will be faced with two proposals contradicting. We should try to avoid everything and try to reconcile as much as possible. These are the things that I would like that we put in the letter, but I want to mention last point that if you want to write a letter, the deadline would be the Tuesday 19th of January. Otherwise, CCWG will go toward the end, and it would be useless to send any letter at the end of the 1 month procedure. This is my question, my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. Milton, I had closed the queue, but I will let it slide. But first, Daniel had asked that his intervention be read since he was having audio issues. So this is from Daniel.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, we can hear you now. Okay. Daniel, go ahead, and then we'll have Milton, and the queue is closed, and we need to wrap up on this and talk about ICANN 55. Go ahead, Daniel.
Okay, this is Daniel. Thank you, Alyssa, and thank you, whoever solved my audio problem. I have two things I'd like to remark. Number one is, I think that the only thing that prevents us from submitting our work product to NTIA via the ICANN board is our obligation to CWG to wait for their sign-off. So one way forward, taking Jean-Jacques' idea, which I like very much, one way forward would be to just ask CWG whether, in the light of the delays or changes in timeline, to put it wertfrei, they would be okay with us submitting anyway, because the junction between the two is widely known. The advantage of that would be that A, we're done, and B, the evaluation of the operational part, our proposal, could already start, and I would very much like that. So that's my first proposal. So I concretely propose that we decide to ask our chairs, to ask the CWG chairs, whether they would be happy if we just went ahead and submitted. The second remark I have is regarding the discussion about sending a letter to CCWG accountability and say, hurry up. I think we should not do that. I think it's not our remit. It's something that is clearly outside our mandate, and it's also something that's not helpful because I don't think that it will change anything. So I'm against taking any action in this regard. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Just one question for clarification quickly. NTIA has requested that the proposal be delivered by ICANN, which is why in our process we are slated to send the proposal to ICANN, to the board, and then the ICANN board will send it to NTIA. Are you suggesting that we circumvent the ICANN board and send the proposal directly
not
to NTIA
at all, not
ourselves?
At all.
Okay, so the question to the CWG would be, do you want us to send the proposal to the ICANN board? I'm just raising that because I can envision a scenario in which we send it to the ICANN board and the ICANN board says, great, thank you, we're going to wait for the CCWG process to conclude. So
That's fine, but at least the ICANN board, just one sentence, at least the ICANN board could start their evaluation, you know, if they have any. No, I wasn't suggesting that, and if I did, then I misspoke because I'm tired.
Okay, no, that's fine. I just wanted to clarify. Okay, Milton, and then we will wrap up. Go ahead, Milton.
Okay, thank you. So within the CCWG, time pressure has been an extremely sensitive issue. There are many people complaining that things are not being done right, and corners are being cut in order to conform to the timeline that is perceived as somewhat arbitrary. An IC intervention, ICG intervention, that in effect says hurry up and meet a deadline is going to be seen as taking a side in this controversy within the CCWG. It would not be welcomed by many people in the CCWG, and it would certainly undermine the objectivity and perceived neutrality of the ICG. To address Dan's point, I'm glad to hear that he doesn't think that we should say hurry up. However, I think the idea that we can decide when we're done, irrespective of the CCWG, could easily be interpreted as contributing to that perception. The process is not done until the CCWG is done. And as Alyssa just brought out in her question, if we send a proposal to the ICANN board before the CCWG is done, then we are in effect sort of giving the board a lot of discretion and authority over when they decide to submit the proposal, which could be perceived as circumventing the accountability process. So I think that's very dangerous. And I don't see what we accomplish by saying we're done. I mean, we're not doing anything anyway. So why does it matter whether we submit this proposal when it's actually done or submit it early? I just don't see what the, you know, I guess if you hate having these conference calls so much that we could know that they're over, that might be one thing. But I really don't see what is the gain of us submitting it according to our own timeline rather than the CCWG's. Okay, that's it.
Okay, thank you, Milton. I think it's obvious to me anyway that on both of these points, first the question of whether we should send a note to anyone encouraging them to do anything, we don't have some sort of obvious consensus about that. And also on the question of whether we should inquire with the CWG of whether they wish us to forward the proposal on to the ICANN board, we seem to have a few different opinions about that as well. And we are 4 minutes from the close of this conference call. So my suggestion would be that we move this conversation to the mailing list on both points. If you feel very strongly that we should send a note to the CCWG or the board or NTIA or anyone else, please make your proposal on the list and others can respond to it. Or if you feel strongly that we shouldn't do that, send a mail to the list. And same for the other topic of forwarding a proposal on with the consent of the CWG. And we will continue the discussion on the mailing list. Let's see how it goes in the next few days, and if it's it's a very active discussion, we can schedule another call if we think we need to. But we'll just have to monitor it on the mailing list. Our other topic here was about meeting at ICANN 55. So I think as people know, the ICANN staff prepares the meeting agenda for each ICANN meeting months in advance, and the chairs have had some discussion with the staff about whether the ICG would need to meet. Now, everyone knows also that we had planned to not have any regular meetings until, only on an ad hoc basis as necessary. My thinking was that given that there's no way we will know if we, otherwise would have had a conference call that week, or if there's some topic that comes up that we need to discuss. We just can't know what the agenda is for the ICG right now if we had to schedule something in March, but the meeting organizers need to know. So my suggestion is that we tell them to book us a slot. I had said 2 hours. Hopefully that would be sufficient. Obviously 1 hour was not even sufficient for our discussion today. To book us a 2-hour slot during the ICANN meeting week. Folks who would normally travel to an ICANN meeting could gather in person, but folks who have no other reason to be at the ICANN meeting could join by phone, just the way that we all have joined today. So it would essentially be a conference call that is scheduled during the ICANN meeting week. And we can take advantage of the fact that some people will be there face-to-face, but it's not a reason to travel necessarily. So that's kind of my compromise suggestion. In terms of our need to respond to the ICANN staff about the timing. And I'm certainly open to other suggestions, but my thinking was that, again, given time that is ticking and the fact that every day or week may make a difference at that point, if it happens to be the case that that's the week when we would, finalize the parts of our proposal that refer to the dependency and agree to send it to NTIA, for example, that we might as well have a slot on the agenda to do that if we need it. So let's try to not run over more than 5 minutes here. We are almost at the top of the hour. I see people in the queue. Please keep your comments short. Go ahead, Cavus. Cavus, I am not hearing audio from you. Not sure what happened. Let's move to Daniel and try to fix Cavus's audio. Go ahead, Daniel.
Okay, this is Daniel. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Okay. I'm not in favor of scheduling a meeting of the ICG as part of the ICANN agenda. I think we have decided that we will be dormant until the CCWG has done their thing and CWG tells us it's all fine. And I think it would send the wrong signal to meet formally, even in the way that you suggest, Elisa, as just a phone call. I also think it's unfair. It would be unfair to the people who cannot or have no intention to travel to Marrakesh. There's always a different quality as to a general phone call where everybody's on the phone and a call where, like, a significant number of people are actually in a room. So I would say would not be in favor of requesting a slot. We can always have a phone call. Probably not during the Marrakesh week, but I wouldn't do this for the two reasons I outlined. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Daniel. Let's see, do we have Cavus back?
Yes, I suggest that those people going to ICANN 55, apart from the ICG member, they could get together during the ICANN meeting and prepare some brief for the entire ICG and communicate that to the ICG for the conference call as a working document or briefing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kavus. Jean-Jacques, go ahead.
Thank you, Lisa. This is Jean-Jacques. I agree with what has been said by Daniel. I just want to add one element, because I am part of the small group of people whose day job is not linked with the internet at ICANN and all that. I'm retired. So I depend entirely on the willingness of ICANN travel, constituency travel, to pay for my travel and accommodation. So I just want to leave a note here that it would be rather nice if we could know in the, say, in the coming 2 weeks or something, if the likelihood of a meeting of the ICG in Marrakesh is coming our way or not, because we need to make arrangements. And for those of us who, like myself, have to request specifically support or travel and accommodation, it takes a lot of time. Thanks.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. Indeed, if we were to schedule an official ICG meeting in Marrakesh, there would be ICANN travel support available, but that's kind of the decision that we need to make. I think it sounds like maybe the appropriate compromise position here is that we not schedule a slot on the ICANN meeting agenda, but if it turns out that it would make sense to have an informal gathering of ICG members who happen to be in Marrakesh, then we can work that out, and we don't have to have such a long lead time for that. And if we need to have a meeting of the full ICG around the time of the Marrakesh meeting, we can schedule a conference call either before or after the meeting. That seems to me to be what we have some, at least I don't think anyone will object strongly to that plan. If you will object strongly to any part of that plan, speak now. Okay, see no strong objections, and I see Keith's good suggestion that we book teleconferences for the week before and after. That seems like a good plan. So the chairs will take that back. And figure out a future call schedule under the assumption that we will need at least one more call at some point to close once the CCWG is finished, if not before that. All right, thanks everyone. Thank you all for staying late, and we will continue the discussion of our earlier items on the mailing list, and the chairs will get back to everyone about call scheduling to the extent we think we need calls. Thank you.